Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes no one is guilty. Sometimes no one's to blame. Sometimes no one can be found. For the unexplained.
Declaration. Hey! The mail.
I got declaration. But oh, shoot. I got declaration. I just unplugged my computer accidentally. I got declaration, but I did not get the eponymous.
What is an eponymous?
It's my pronunciation of eponymous.
You mean eponymous?
Sure, whatever you say. If that's what it's called, that's what it's called. I say eponymous. I don't know why.
Would you call eponymous eponymous?
That's because I've heard it said that way before. But you know what? I'll bring up – you know what I'm going to do? I will bring up the internet of all things, and I'll have it say it loud.
Okay.
And we'll see how it's pronounced. So let's get on with the review of declaration.
Okay, so declaration is not – eponymous or eponymous, it's declaration.
No, it's declaration with a whole bunch of great extra tracks on CD number two.
Declaration, and then we've also got a LP version of this as well. But let's talk about the CD, because that's got the most stuff on it.
LP version I could not find last night.
I got it from Amazon. That's, buddy, you just got to order it from the right place.
Well, I wanted to find it in the wild, and it wasn't there.
Well, don't try to find it around here. We couldn't find Alarm Records around here in the wild. Why would you think find it back in the day? Why would you think you'd find it now?
Music Plus, we could find it. Music Plus and The Warehouse both had 12-inch singles. So let's go on. We wanted to talk about the double CD of Declaration and or the tracks that made it on to the vinyl, because –
I have the vinyl, so I'll go get that. Why don't you entertain the listeners while I go get my vinyl copy, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm going to go through the track listing on CD 2 because my computer decided to come up and go back down again. CD 2 has CD 1, completely remastered Declaration, Marching On, Where Were You Hiding When the Storm Broke, Third Light, 68 Guns, We Are the Light, Shout to the Devil, Blaze of Glory with Banjos, Tell Me, The Deceiver, The Stand, The Prophecy, Howling Wind. All of them sound fantastic in my $100
headphones. Did you figure out how to pronounce eponymous yet?
No, the computer turned off again. The computer now is like, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm turning back on. I'll get there sometime. Before this is over, we'll get eponymous pronounced for us properly by the computer.
Okay.
CD 2, Peace Train, Where We Hide When the Storm Broke, Take 1. 68 Guns, original drum take version. Unbreak the Promise, acoustic version. Howling Wind, acoustic version. What Kind of Hell, Pavilion Steps. Reason 41, Second Generation. The Chant Has Just Begun, single version. Bills of Rimini. Rumini. Just
bills,
like Eponymous.
I think it's the Bells of Rumini, by the way.
Rumini.
You know.
Just like Eponymous.
Yes.
Bound for Glory. The Chant Has Just Begun 12-inch version, Absolute Reality single version, which is different than the one that was released on the American Strength album, Reason 36, and Room at the Top.
All right, and
the
I'm
last
go,
two,
the LP,
rockin'.
LP is Declaration, Marching On, Where Hiding the Storm Broke, Third Light, 68 Guns, We Are the Light, Shout to the Devil, Blaze of Glory. Apparently this is a shorter version to make it actually fit. on the record, and Mike Peters told me that apparently the original version of Declaration was longer than any LP, the side two was longer than any LP side was supposed to be, and so it made the sound sound not quite as good. And so what he did was use an edited version of Blaze of Glory. He said he edited out the part at the end. The part at the end happens to be my favorite part, but anyway.
What, when it speeds up again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's anyway, the part you don't edit out.
I get it. I get it. Anyway, but he had to edit something out. Okay, side three, Peace Train, Where High in the Stormbrook, Take One, Unbreak the Promise, What Kind of Hell, Pavilion Steps, Reason 41, Second Generation, side four, The Chant Has Just Begun, Bells Remini, Bound for Glory, Reason, Absolute Rowdy, Reason 36, Room at the Top. I want to talk about this other side
again,
of the
again, I think that's Remini.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, Bells and Remini, right. Right, Eponymous.
Well, I'm about to get Eponymous to be pronounced. Okay, so while we're doing, so what do you think of the side one Declaration CD production remastering, Steve?
Well, I think it sounds better. It sounds better than the Alarm 2000 version. I don't know exactly why, but it sounds better. It sounds fuller. I listen to this stuff in the car, and I really, really think it sounds much deeper. In fact, we can go to. And when you go to side two, I tell you, there's lots of bass on side two that I never heard before.
It seems like the bass is up in the mix on all of them, which is what should have happened with all of the records.
What I did hear was a couple differences. Blaze of Glory is, again, the version with the banjo in it. And I recall, and even if it's in the liner notes, the complaint about Alan Shacklock bringing in a dude with the banjo to play on Blaze of Glory, and Mike had he actually, I remember this is back almost 20 years ago, he said to me something like, "Oh shit, the banjo version got on the Alarm 2000," and it's not what he meant to do, and it's on this one as well, and I wonder if that has become the new, you know, version of Blaze of Glory, or if that was another mistake. I think we have to ask Mike that.
We'll have to.
Eponymous.
Who's that? Is that like a ghost telling us what eponymous is?
That's a dictionary. Saying
is that
eponymous.
Like an EVP? Is that an EVP we recorded? Wait, let's hear that EVP again of the poltergeist telling us something.
Wait, listen.
Eponymous.
See? Eponymous. See, the poltergeist we're recording says that it's eponymous, thinks. Not eponymous.
I'm going to find another dictionary, though, so let's move on. Right, I still think it would be pronounced Eponymous.
Okay, so awesome. Blaze of Glory has a difference in it. And then the other thing that I noticed is on Tell Me, which is one of my favorite tracks on this, it's too, it feels like the song comes in, the guitars come in a little bit lower than they used to on the original mix. And it was a bit shocking when they came in on the original mix, but I got used to it, and so here it's different.
Yeah, I go da-da-da-da-da-da, very low, and then da-da-da-da, da-da. I don't know why I'm doing it with my mouth. We can play the song, well, the piece of the song we're doing it, but yeah.
Let's play some of the banjo, and then let's play that right now, so we can talk about that, or we can hear that, to hear. Okay, and then now let's play that piece of Tell Me. Let's show. Actually, let's do it twice. Let's play the original version of Tell Me right here. What does it feel like to be free? Yeah. What does it feel like? Take a look at. Okay, you hear that, how the guitars crash
in. Yeah,
Now let's play
I mean, you know what? Honestly, it sounds a little bit like a demo on that one. I'm not being mean. What I mean is the way they produced it. It sounds like it's spliced in. It's spliced in with some guy cutting tape and with a little bit splicey. Let's hear the new one now.
To be free. Does it feel like? Take a look at the cards on the run from all the ministers collecting for the criminals and the judges.
Yeah, I mean, it does sound different. I don't know if it's better or not. At this point, I don't know if it matters.
No, it doesn't. I mean, even the original one doesn't sound as splicey as I try to make it sound, but when you hear it, the new version, it definitely sounds different. Like it's more polished.
Well, here's what I like about this record. I mean, listen, just taking a step back, Declaration is really, this is really my introduction to the Alarm for real. I remember buying this tape sometime in 1984, probably in the spring, because I thought we got it for a birthday, but we didn't because that was like a month before it actually got released on February 15th, 1984. So it was in the spring, and I know we had a Realistic brand tape recorder from Radio Shack, and we had some giant headphones that Dad had in a box in his room, and I put the headphones on and listened to this tape cassette maybe a billion times in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you weren't listening to it, I tried to squeeze my head in edgewise and listen too. When I wasn't playing on the Atari 800, I think we just swapped between those two things.
That's what we probably did. But this is what struck me about this record, and I liked Declaration and Marching On, and I like 68 Guns, and I like Third Light. But what I really liked was We Are the Light. That was my was the song that I loved, and
I used to be like the live staple. You got all the other songs, but We Are the Light was like, okay, we're getting near the end. We're not totally in a blaze of glory yet. Now we got to We Are the Light, and that's when like the house lights would dim and the lighters would come on.
They used to end their whole set with We Are the Light. So
They did do that at UCLA too.
They ended. That was the track that wasn't shown on MTV. But then later they'd split between that and something else. But I mean, the original show that people love about the Alarm was the start with Declaration of Marching On and end with We Are the Light, and everything else in the middle is gravy. So I remember loving We Are the Light, and like you said, and then you told me that your favorite came right after.
Yeah, at the for a while, Shout to the Devil was my favorite, along with Third Light. Now Third Light always sounded a little under-recorded to me, like underproduced. And this version on this record and Shaft of the Devil both sound like much bigger in the mix. Like the song that to me that was originally produced the best sound like, okay, somebody got in there and really tweaked everything and made the acoustic guitar sound properly were Tell Me and the Deceiver. And then obviously the Stand just rocked.
I think Weird Howling fits in there too. I think Weird.
No, what I'm saying is then Howling Wind and Howling Wind was totally different, right? It used a different type of guitar. Yeah. But I think that We Are the Light and Shout to the Devil were the two that really got me as being, oh, these are produced. These are not as I didn't even know about record production, right? So because I'm only 14 and there was no information about this stuff, but I just kind of thought, wow, those two sound the best in the Realistic tape recorder with the headphones, right? Like there was nothing I couldn't say, oh, there's nothing wrong with them where I could point out the technology I was listening to was making them sound bad, where I thought maybe with 68 Guns, it was because it wasn't really created right for the tape recorder we're listening to it in
For some reason, the second half of Blaze of Glory was like my favorite part of a record ever. When we finally got to see them live and everyone's saying Blaze of Glory at the end, I was like, ah, that's cool. But let's get to the end of the song, my favorite part. So, to this day, when everyone sings out the end of Blaze of Glory, I'm like, yeah. But I really like that second half of that song where it just kind of raises it up and, you know. So let's play a little bit of that right
that's
now.
That's probably, let's play, go ahead and play it. Yeah, let's play that first.
This is one of my favorite pieces of music from The Alarm.
Armageddon in the Morning does the same thing. Anyway, I just want to say it. And that's my favorite.
We can't even. That is, you know, my favorite song. So
yeah, my favorite song in this era of Alarm song and Mike Peters song is that also. That? And they're very similar, but not that similar.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait because Mike. They said like there's a few other really good songs that Mike has recorded for the next version of that record. But that's for another time.
Right.
So Declaration. I mean, this was the album, right? I mean,
not just another time. By the way, we already did a podcast on that entire record. That was the last podcast we did. I think.
Oh no, I mean for the new record that comes out.
Oh, for the new version. Okay.
But
yeah.
So what always bothered me about Declaration was Strength. Was that I wanted the next record to sound like this one?
Yeah, me too.
And it didn't. Hi. So this is Steve. I'm editing this, and I heard this weird sound. Did you hear this? And it didn't. All right, let's listen to that one more time. What is that? And it didn't. Okay, now I'm going to turn the volume up a lot, and maybe someone can figure out what this says. And it didn't. So I don't know what that is, but it sounds like we actually captured a real EVP as we were recording this, which is absolutely bizarre. Anyway, done. Let's go back to the podcast now. So when I went to go collect Alarm records later in life, you know, 5-6 years later after having this, or 4 or 5 years later, I would look in the back of one of the Alarm fanzines, and there's a discography, and there are a bunch of songs listed that were B-sides. And I'm like, oh, I got to hear these B-sides, because what it looked like, there was about, you know, almost 10 more songs that were written and recorded that could have come after Declaration. I always kind of felt like there was a missed opportunity to make a second Declaration-like record.
Right.
Because it was weird to me that The Chant and Absolute Reality came out kind of as singles. And there could have been more. And when you look at side 2 and 3 of the LP version of this, you kind of see what could have been. If you remove Where We Hide in the Stormbrook, take 1, which is an amazing version of Where We Hide in the Stormbrook with different lyrics. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, totally different lyrics.
It's great. Unbreak the Promise, What Kind of Hell, Pavilion Steps, Reason 41, Second Generation, The Chant Has Just Begun, Bells of Rimini, Bound for Glory, Absolute Reality, Reason 36, Room at the Top. That's an album right there.
Right. Absolute Reality and The Chant Has Just Begun, with the other songs that are left off, like What Kind of Hell and Pavilion Steps and Region 41 especially, and Peace Train, Unbreak the Promise.
I'll say the studio version.
What Kind of Hell, too.
So all these songs have more bass in them on this from this these yes. records. Reason 41, the album, the studio version, which I used to not like, sounds amazing on here. I don't know if it's a new version or just another you know, mix or another remaster, but
remastered by Pete Maher, Maher. So Pete picked up the bass in the mix.
Yeah, the other song that just drives, I'm like, wow, I forgot how great this was. It's Reason 36. You know, I'm like,
I love,
you know, the way the guitar drives in that thing. I'm like, wow, this is like, you know, Across the Border or something. It's another amazing Dave Sharp song that needed to get a little bit more, you know, I guess, you know, prominence on a different record. But I think – so what I was going to say is I think that would have been cool for the Declaration 2 if they had finally done a real recording of Up for Murder and Unsafe Building and put that on an album and then added those two songs to the rest of the stuff here. I think you would have had the Declaration 2 that people
– Yeah, you need that. You somewhere in a, on a full release of an album – you need to have the bass version of Unsafe Building.
Right.
Not the acoustic version that Mike Peters sings that – it's a decent song. It's good.
No, but the one they were playing live. The one they were playing live at the time, which was awesome. And I know they recorded it. I know Mike has said they recorded it for Declaration, but I it's yet to surface anywhere. The other thing I might add to that record, and you know, maybe a couple other songs might drop off or something. I'm not sure which would be Alarm Alarm from the version that we did a whole podcast about.
Last time, right.
And also, I may still want to know what happened to 4 Minute Warning, that lost amazing song from 17 that there's a recorded version of that hardly anyone's ever heard before. We should do a whole podcast about 4 Minute Warning. That's what I think we should do.
Yeah, we need approval to do the podcast in 4 Minute Warning.
That's fine.
So all in all, there are people saying that they, you know, why bring this out again? I'll tell you why. Because people can now buy Alarm records again, that aren't up. Not the 2,500 people that are on that, the 3,000 or whatever, that Alarm 30.
It sounds great. It looks great. Is like this is the most fun I've had buying an Alarm record in a long time. Like going, like actually getting it from Amazon, it showed up. You know, I think the liner notes here are pretty are sort of an edited version of what came on the Alarm 2000 stuff. So that's not new, but the new photos are awesome that they're
packaged. I do think there's a quote in the liner notes that talks about right near 68 Guns where Eddie talks about how he when he first heard. The production on 68 Guns, he hated the record. I think he'll like this version. Even though it's the same song, I think that the way it's produced, it sounds much better. And there is, I don't know if it's a drum take version, but there is a version of 68 Guns that goes all wild Keith Mooney and guitar-y, and it's on Eponymous, which is the Eponymous? Other record. That
Eponymous.
Hold on a second. Wait. Here's a British guy saying it.
Eponymous.
See, you're right. It's eponymous.
I mean, the British invented the language. They would know.
Yeah, they would know, wouldn't they? So I stand corrected.
So a couple more things about Declaration now that we're here. The B-sides. First of all, Unbreak the Promise still sounds to me like a hit song. You know. We're talking 30 years later, and I listen every time I listen. I'm like, this should have been a hit single. This is a great song. Yeah. This is amazing. Pavilion Steps as well. You know, I just love that. Love that song. Again, you know, could they have been album tracks for a mysterious Declaration 2? I wish.
Well, let's just say a war to a boy or a boy to a war that never came out for the Alarm. They went straight to a whole different sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there was like, okay, we did okay with that one. Let's move on to a full electric album. And it's like there needed to be something in the middle that was a full album that get people more of.
I think the reason is because there was a lot of expectation after 68 Guns, you know, made it to like you got to number 6, that the Alarm should have a hit single. But then the Where Were You Hiding When the Storm Broke was not a hit. The Deceiver was not a hit. They put out the Chant. You know, with it, you know, sounded a little bit like Frankie Goes to Hollywood, a few other things to try to make a hit. I think they were like, you know, the Alarm had a spot there where the press turned on them after 68 Guns came out, and really turned it a, you know, I don't know if they responded correctly. I think, you know, I'm not sure how you respond to that, but they were press darlings for 15 minutes and then sort of taken down pretty hard in the press. After
right,
and it feels like, and then the hits weren't coming, and they needed to do something, and the something they did was change up the sound drastically for Strength, And unfortunately, if you go back and listen to the strengths of the band from this record, it's more like what you'll find on Reason 36, Bells of Rimini, Pavilion Steps. Bells of Rumney. Unbreakable Promise. Absolute Reality, too. Like, there's your hit single right there from your next record. So it feels like there was a lot of soul searching, and in that time, and you know, the stuff about the producer not showing up after, you know, Strength and all that, they kind of needed to come back and be more forceful about who they were, and instead it felt a little bit more defensive when they came back after this record. But this captures that time perfectly, you know? This is the time when the original band was you know, cooking with gas, I guess.
And when Eponymous is played, and I've heard it, obviously, we're not talking about, well, people, you can hear what the band sound like before Declaration arrived. There's actually a bunch of tracks on there that are live, plus a lot of different versions, some that were on the EP, some that weren't. And you can hear the fire that's in there and the speed with which they played. I remember people saying, like, they saw them at the Golden Bear. I mean, even people like John Santos and people that, you know, were just punk rockers at the time. And they're going, there's this awesome band. They play like a million miles a minute. And they have this song about the CIA. And they're great. And I think that some of that fire was lost when Declaration came out, because they didn't have a record released, a full album released with just plain fire. It became, okay, let's slick this up a little bit for the 80s, for how the 80s sound was coming about. I love Declaration, but you know, there were, even at that point, some fans lost and some of the press turning on
the original, you know, feeling had been, this is a new punk rock band, or this is the new guy, you know, the new Clash or something. Declaration is not that. It's a great record, and it's the one I really like. But it certainly is more new wave than it is anything else. And you're right. You lost a lot of people at that point who were looking for something less slickly produced. And going on, you know, I think there was a feeling among a lot of Alarm fans that they always were waiting for that return to the EP or return to that time before. But instead, it got more and more slickly produced as they went along, instead of returning to the roots of what it could have been. But I still contend that the people who don't like Declaration are missing the point.
It's not about
them sounding like a punk rock band. It's about the fact that this album and the lyrics on this album are timeless. You know, the kids today that are out marching for gun control, they should be listening to every single song on this record. Both sides are perfect for going out and fighting the fight. And I remember before our last election, before we were sitting around, I was listening to the Alarm, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, you know, everything's good now. You know, we're in a postmodern era where everybody, you know, all things are great. These songs sound kind of like, you know, they're dated now. You know, marching on, what are we marching for? Blah, 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 blah. But now, you know, how quickly things turn. All of this sounds fresh and ready and, you know, to hype up a new generation of kids to go kick some ass on the adults who aren't doing what they need for them. So I think this is more, this record is more relevant now than it's been in, you know, 30 years.
Yeah, it's great. I would wish that there would be some way for it to get some press or play. You'd have to get one of these songs into another teen
soundtrack,
movie soundtrack, played prominently, especially Marching On, played during marches or something. I'm not sure.
I would think for soundtrack-wise, Blaze of Glory, Shout to the Devil, We Are the Light, Howling Wind, Tell Me. Those are the same songs that we gravitate towards because they're our favorites on the record, would sound great in a soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so this is our first podcast back from a long break, and you know, we promised, we had a contest. We're gonna get to that contest next time. We just want to talk about this new record, this new release, because we're so excited about it. But we will be back soon with another podcast where we clean everything up. So
we're gonna do Eponymous.
We're gonna next do Eponymous next, and yeah, when it comes out, and then from the Eponymous one, we'll talk about the Eponymous one. We'll talk about we'll figure out who won our harmonica contest.
Just one thing. This is just 1 week after Mike Peters and the band had to. They had to cut short the European tour because Mike was sick, and we just want to wish him happy health. He's doing great right now.
He's going to come back.
The European tour, welcome back, especially European tours is coming back. New record is done. I've heard rumors of people on this record that you never would think that would be playing on this record that's fantastic. Coming out. And there's a record coming up for Record Store Day, and there's another new record. I don't know the difference. I know that there's a full CD coming out. I don't know if the Record Store Day is a limited version of it.
It's a limited version. It's like eight songs, 10 or 12 tracks on it.
So everything's going good. It looks like the tour's going to be start up again. I know that there's going to be gatherings in New York and Los Angeles for the American fans. There's going to be more Europe. Plane coming. I know that Dave Sharp's going to be with Mike on some of that. So everything's going great. These records are fantastic.
These records are great. This is like a great beginning to restart this stuff.
New time in Alarm Land. So it's a lot of stuff to be happy about and excited about. And
for Jeff and I, we'll tell you Eponymous. Talk to you next time.
Eponymous.
So this is Steve. I took the weird sound that I heard earlier in the podcast to my friend Dan at work, who works in our audio lab, and he dissected it, and he thinks he hears a little tap at the beginning, if you can hear it right here. He thinks that means that it was a cord that brushed against something. And Dan could be right, or he could be wrong, because when I hear it, I don't hear a tap, I hear something else. I do find it strange that we made kind of a joke about the EVP earlier with the eponymous discussion, and then all of a sudden we hear something that sounds like one later. It just seems kind of an oddity. Anyway, I promise not to joke about that again in any podcast, because I'd rather this not happen again. Instead of focusing on that, here are some other songs from the new Declaration that seem to have their own little voices in them, just like they did back when they were released in 1984.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.